Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
At BetOnline continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. Bet online where the game starts.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are back season four. And today we have the pleasure of having three-time female DJ artist, DJ Charisma, on the couch.
Hey. Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank
Alexis
you for
Alexis Texas. Come on.
That's right. That's right. Thank you for coming. I appreciate you. I saw your, your story. I feel like I've had a lot of similarities as far as the female empowerment and how much of a movement you've made in your industry and how respected you are. That's one thing that coming across everybody, it's such a they hold you at such a high flower or high level, and they've given your flowers, I feel like, at now. So I feel was only right for me to have you on the Private Talk couch and get to know you personally a little bit more and a little bit about your story.
Thank you. Let's do it.
Let's do this. So how did you get into DJing? Was it something that you always kind of knew you wanted to do? Did you want to be an artist yourself at one time?
Never wanted to be an artist. I always knew I wanted to be a DJ. I was in high school making mixtapes, for sporting events, and when I graduated, I went to radio broadcasting school for a year.
Okay.
And I was just I wasn't really sold on that side of it. I was like, I want to DJ.
Okay.
I love new music. That's my passion. I want to break artists. I want to mix on the turntables like these guys, you know what I mean? I want to do all that, so that's really what I went for.
Was there someone that you kind of maybe saw their career path and that you kind of looked up to and kind of maybe made your career more similar to that?
There wasn't a lot. Mm-hmm. There wasn't too many female DJs to look up to when I was coming up, that's for sure. Definitely salute OG Spinderella from New York, Salt and Pepper's DJ, but even Hirsch, that was way before my generation. So I really didn't have too many females. I looked up to a lot of the guys. I looked up to someone also like Angie Martinez. Mm. She was a personality, but I loved, she made hit records.
Yeah.
And I thought that was so cool. She was really the only one doing it. So I found that intriguing too. And I knew that DJing was gonna be my path to get to what she was doing, making hit records like Khaled and all that good stuff.
So what would you say in the, there's not a lot of female DJs and there's not a lot of people that, you looked up to. So you kind of made your own lane and your own path. What would you say is unique about you and your style of being a DJ?
Oh, I was just myself, and I fought for what was new and hot in the streets. And that's what really got me buzzing and got my name known. Cause helped break so many artists. And just my little tomboy ways, I was just different, There was other female DJs at that time, but it was more based on looks and skills, So I just think it stood out. People just like my personality and it worked. The city, I won them over, and then I won the rest of the country over.
Vibes.
Then the world, baby, let's go.
I like it, worldwide.
Just being me, just being myself.
So what would you say, or who would you say was that, you're talking about breakthrough artists and having new people and finding them. Who's one person that kind of sticks out in mind that always stays with you that you were really stood behind and still to this day?
Oh, there's a lot, shoot. Ty Dolla $ign. YG, there were so many, even Blueface. I was the first one playing Blueface on the radio. I was the first one in LA playing Cardi Bodak Yellow. I remember I got in trouble by the club promoter for playing it.
Okay.
Because they just,
didn't know what it was.
They didn't know what it was. And they always want to give the girl a hard time, You don't see too many females headlining clubs. If we are, we're usually opening, So I would just do it anyways, though, and then it's just so dope to see it now. I could call them. You can't, because we showed that love. We stayed down since day one. So,
who would you say was one of the your favorite people to work with?
Oh man, Nicki Minaj. I love her, man. She's shown me so much love throughout the years. Such an honor.
That's awesome.
Queen of rap. who else? John B, like on some throwback shit. Okay. I actually did a record for him.
That's awesome.
He hit me up. I was like, what? This is John B. Like, I was a kid when he was like super lit. So that's really nostalgic to me.
You know? What does that give you? Like, what kind of feeling does that give you to know that these people, like new and older people, kind of like fuck with you and vibe with what your music and what you're really doing? How does that make you feel?
It trips me out, especially when OGs hit me up. Like, whoa.
Is there someone that you haven't worked with that you have, like, someone that you would want to a future in the future?
I'm still trying to rock with Rihanna. Riri, hit me up. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up, Riri.
Yeah, if she does, let me know that I'm there too, because that's been my girl crush forever.
I would love to do anything. DJ for her at a party, anything. Just, I would love to rock with Riri for sure. She's amazing. Like, a lot of the OGs have hit me. Like, Mariah Carey showed me love. Usher. It's just such a trip. It's like, wow, I really grew up listening to you guys. This is crazy.
That's you like guys, Little Kim, the
you
candy
guys know
store.
Who I am.
Yeah,
you know I got to do a song with Little Kim, like that crazy, like this is just nuts.
What is your favorite body of work that you've been a part of?
My song with Chris Brown and Dej Loaf.
Okay,
that it went viral. It, you know, we released it, then it went viral a couple, like 3 years later on TikTok. It became a big challenge. And I had like all these crazy little kid YouTubers doing it. I was like, this is nuts. So that record was, I got to be there with Chris when we were making it. So that record's super special to me.
What do you, we talk about, you know, that it kind of went viral the second time, kind of around, and it had already been released. Talk about how, you know, with TikTok and all these social media services, it kind of changed the game and how you maybe operate or do DJing as well.
It's completely changed the game because like now just put it out and you never know, something could take off 3 years later. Like the TikTok challenge, it was nuts. Like, wow. And your streams go up and you just never know. So put it out, put it everywhere. The game's changing even more. I'm curious to see what's gonna happen in the next till December.
So you stay current with music. Are you staying current with trends like the social media? Are you on TikTok? Are there social media platforms that we can follow you?
I was always a little nerd. I feel like I was raised in that era when all this was being presented to us. So I'm on it as much as possible. Twitch. I was one of the first ones doing live shows on Twitch before COVID.
Okay.
You know, and YouTube, everything, TikTok, whatever's next, I'm waiting for it because I know something's coming. Something's about to happen. Instagram, you fucked up with the blue check thing.
Have you participated in any of the TikTok dances or any of the like viral moments when you were bored in quarantine? Did you do anything or try it out?
During quarantine, I definitely did. I did one or two. I had to do my own challenge.
Okay.
And I got Nick Cannon to do it with me, so it was epic. It was dope. All right,
that's awesome. That's the moment. Not many people can say that. Describe something that's exciting in your life right now.
In my life right now, watching my daughter become her own little person. Like, she's getting gigs now. She actually just got booked to do a voiceover for the LOL Dolls.
Okay.
Their cartoon series. So those two episodes just came out. She's one of the little cartoon characters.
That's awesome.
So that's
Congrats.
Exciting to me.
That's
know?
Cool. So has she kind of wanting to follow in your footsteps as far as entertainment world? Is that kind of how she got a taste for it? Did she know that she, like, how kind of what influences were behind that?
Oh, she's been around it since a baby. So it kind of, but she's not interested in what I do.
Yeah.
But she is interested in like things like that.
But I think that's fascinating because it's like, you know, you are a DJ, but it's also like a whole world to it. There's nightlife, there's entertainment, there's everybody from, you know, different types of celebrities to actors and actresses that are kind of a part of your world, kind of,
for sure.
Kind of in a sense, but a third degree in a sense, because I also kind of like looking and following people on Instagram. We think we know what we see, but we don't know who they really are. So it's like you kind of get the feel for the world and kind of dabble what you're allowed to be in. And I think it's cool to kind of have a good structure of knowing the good parts of those things, because so many people have had bad experiences, and not that, you know, every good business has good and bad, but it's like when you have a structured system in there that know that you can basically do anything you want and even be the voice of a Bratz doll,
right? Crazy, right? It's crazy.
What is a personal accomplishment that you're most proud of?
Personal accomplishment that I'm most proud of, besides giving birth to my daughter,
it could be anything from awards you've won or people. Maybe that you said, you know, you're really into like the song that you did with Chris Brown, but backing that, is there something like a highlight in your career that kind of stands out above any of the rest?
Bringing the entire West Coast sound back. Being like the head catalyst with the Young California family, the way we did it and the way we brought attention back to the West Coast when it was gone for so long.
Yeah.
That was probably the most proud thing I've ever done.
Can we talk a little bit more about that? How did you go about doing that and making it such a big force, because it's such great music? How did you reintroduce it to a way to like let new people kind of introduce the old stuff and like really still be put on?
Well, you've been out in Cali for a while, so you should, maybe you know what I'm saying when I say, like, in 2010 and 9, before the Jerkin era and the hyphy movement in the Bay, LA and in the Bay, it wasn't, like, everyone was scared of the gangster rap at that point. South took over completely, you know what I mean, in music, and you didn't hear no West Coast artists on the radio at all. It may be a Game record, but, you know, that was it. So, like, the way we did it was we were all the new booties in radio in the Bay, Fresno, Santa Barbara, LA, San Diego, Vegas, and we, each one of us, we teamed up, we made a crew called Young California, and we took advantage of our night shows. We each had a night show where we were allowed to break records, and we just teamed up and went hard. Like, I helped break Sage the Gemini, Red Nose and Gas Pedal, and all the Bay records, and they helped me, vice versa. And by doing that, it worked. It was crazy. Like, we had people talking about Young Tokyo, like YG, like all this crazy stuff. So
that's awesome. I feel
unity.
Like
it was unity,
cool,
you know,
to like really believe and stand by something, because most times it's like one person, and then it's like if you don't collectively all do it together,
it takes a
it
team.
Doesn't work, because you know it does team. Take a, you know, a well-oiled machine to kind of get those things. And did you ever get lashback for, you know, kind of playing some of these records?
Because it's a battle to this day. I still get in trouble. I get in trouble. Shout out to my bosses. I get in trouble every day. Like,
but what does trouble look like? Does that mean they like just tell you like a slap on the wrist?
Now it's like a little slap on the wrist. It's like, don't go too crazy, like, you know, don't go too crazy. But I've also proven myself for like 15 years now, so, you know.
Is there going to be anybody that kind of like you thought was the one and it didn't work out, like kind of flop?
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of situations. Every situation is different. That's a good question. There has been. I don't want to say their name because I love them so much.
For sure.
I just saw them take it to the top and blow it.
So it was personal. So it was like they just either didn't do the work or got caught up kind of thing, not because their talent wasn't there.
I just think everyone needs to understand, if you want to be an artist, there is a lot to this. It is a business at the end of the day.
For sure.
Like, I've seen and I've been fans of some of the most talented people, but they don't know how to be a star. And it'll hinder their career. You not having the right team. You know what I mean? You just making the certain moves that could just crush your career. There's a lot of things that could go down. So that's sad. That hurts my heart seeing that, especially when they're really fucking talented.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
I mean, there's a difference between, it's like, you know, you have to be hungry, but there's other levels to just being hungry. There's a lot, you know, there's discipline. You know, there's a lot of things like that that really just take a lot of more effort that people, it's not just as easy just like
it's not.
Making music. It's, you know, there's a lot of the levels to that. So I feel like there, it does, it's unfortunate that that happens, because it's like, in a sense, they say the one hit wonders, or like, where did that person go?
Exactly.
Or, you know,
think about
like that.
Since COVID alone, how many people have came and gone? Where are they?
For sure. I mean,
like,
where are they? We want to know. What do you think about nowadays, how, you know, music, you know, we talked about from TikTok influences changing music, kind of where it's like, what about these one hit wonders where they come up and they blow up like these songs from, you know, everyone from Ice Spice and all these like new kind of artists that have like kind of pop off and you don't really know where it came from. And then now they're like the next star.
It's crazy, right? It's crazy. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out too. Sometimes
do you still rock with their like records and, you know, things like that, or do you stay with that kind of trend? And not necessarily Ice Spice, because she's done some more records in a sense. But there's, I can't think off top of name, but some that kind of like don't even sound like they should even be on a radio playing at all.
As a DJ, from my point of view, because like I do radio, I do Sirius XM, but I also do clubs and parties and young events. So like when the two don't translate, that's what makes me question that, you know.
Okay.
Like, there are definitely times where the labels will push things on you, and I usually don't pay attention to those type of records.
But do you think it doesn't translate as far as those places because of geographical places? Because like, you know, it's, you know, some things like, again, from East Coast to West Coast music, the vibes are very different. And, you know,
that's why I like to travel too, or I like to talk to my out of town DJ friends. I stay in constant contact, like, yo, is this real? Is this legit? And then, so like the Ice Spice thing, like it is, like these little kids fucking love her. It's crazy. So, but then you got other cats, it's like, I'm just like, man, you're gonna have to show it. You're gonna have to show me. Mm-hmm. And if I don't see it in the streets, I'm just gonna stay away from it.
For sure.
And then there's also records that are massive in the fucking streets, but then the main media just won't give it its shine, and it's frustrating.
Why do you think that is? Do you think it's all label-based because of like the money they're pushing? Or do you think, you know, there's been recent things on the social media being like, you know, they're basically doing it off of what's trending. And if they're going to put money behind something because that's what people are listening to, you know, and that's
why. I think every single song and artist is different. Some songs and labels are invested way more in and we won't know it. Mm. And then it's like, what? It just doesn't make sense. But then there's certain artists that are signed to the label. It's like, dude, they're fucking popping. Catch it. Help them. Do what you need to do now.
Yeah.
And they don't do it. You know, so it's really frustrating. That's why I say artists, just stay independent as long as you can. Because now the way Ice Spice is moving, she's making major moves. Like,
for sure.
Owns her own masters.
Yeah, I saw that.
I just saw that.
Yeah.
Her own that's big.
That's like, really big, for sure. You know, content, you know, especially in the world that we live in now, it's like content creators are thing. You know, owning your ownership is the key to everything. It's because, you know, you got to own it or somebody else is going to make money off of it, you know?
Even me, I saw the transition of radio and it's to the point now too. Like, I want to own everything myself at this point because it's like.
Just got
to
move a little different.
We're the creators of it. Bottom line, people are irreplaceable.
They need us.
Some people are irreplaceable.
Agreed. So you say you like to go, you know, travel. That's part of obviously one of your jobs that you do with DJing and parties and things. What's just one of your favorite parts of your job? The moving parts that who you are that makes up DJ Charisma. Which is your favorite type of work to do?
Festivals are fun. Like just when you get a five-minute set. Mm. 5 minutes, you just go crazy. And watching that and feeling that electricity is probably the best thing ever. And then the second best thing ever is watching someone's life change and their whole family's life change because it's something I was a part of and helped push for them. That's priceless. Hot.
That's cool.
Priceless.
How do you prepare for something like a festival? You're doing a 5-minute set. You're going, there's all these people. How do you prepare for something like that?
Oh, man, I'm used to it now. I just research. Okay. You know what I mean? Like you said, research what's hot. Okay. And just putting it together. And I've been DJing for so long. So, that part's easy.
Are any of your sets like go-to sets? Or is it always something changing up and being different?
There'll always be one or two pieces that change. I'll have a couple of key records that are my go-tos that I know work in that setting. Mm-hmm. You know, like a Chief Keef Anito. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? A Sheck West. You just know which setting to play what. Mm-hmm. I did a big R&B party this weekend in Vegas.
The Levers and Levers and Friends?
Yeah, I did a big party and I got to open up for Jermaine Dupri.
That's awesome.
That was fun too because I got to play nothing but R&B slow jams, just pieces of them. That one I took my time.
I'm an R&B girl. I like the R&B vibes.
I took my time, put the list together, and every song had them going. I was like, yeah, this is priceless. I love the crowd reaction. It's priceless.
So did you see Usher and Chris Brown fight?
They didn't fight. They didn't fight. I was there.
All the media.
I was right there. Okay.
They didn't fight.
I got into a little brotherly and just sisterly argument. Words.
Okay.
And, you know, people were drunk. It was already 4 in the morning at that point.
Yeah.
You know, but no fought took place from what I saw. I was right there the whole time.
It's crazy. It's crazy how the media takes things and twists things. You know, have you ever been a part of anything, the backlash like that yourself?
Oh, me, no. I've been lucky. I just stay low-key.
Keep it under the radar?
I stay low-key, and I'm not a troublemaker in any way, shape, or form.
Okay. No troubling for you, huh?
I like to play the back.
We'll see when we get
to
Truth with Texas and see how much trouble you can really get into.
I like to play low-key, and I always respect everybody around me. Because I could be sending videos to TMZ. I don't do that.
Okay.
Like, and they know that.
Yeah. So what advice would you give to somebody just starting in this industry, a female DJ, what would you give them advice?
Oh man, it's beautiful to see so many female DJs right now. So many of y'all. I love to see it. Keep going. Just get into it. Respect yourself. Make these men respect you. And that's going to make your journey a little easier. And just, you know, work extra hard because you're going to have to. And just do it. If you want to do it, do it.
I like that. We talk about respect. How did you, you know, make these men respect you? You came this business, you know, the DJ world, you know, it's very male dominated. Like you said, from even coming up for yourself, like there wasn't a lot of females to look up to. There was, you know, very few, but it's also like, can I do this? Is it possible to do these things? Because it's so male dominant. And most times men, even if you were good at the time, they'd be like, ah, that ain't shit. Cause they want to like demean what your craft is.
All the time.
How did you fight for that respect level and where you're at today?
Man, you just gotta fight. I fight constantly to this day. You just gotta body language. Let them know. You know what I mean? Like, look them dead in the eye. Don't ever let them intimidate you.
Don't get punked.
Don't get punked. You know what I mean? Like, if we speak up, oh, we're the bitch. Nah, fuck all that. Just, you know, you're talking to them like they would talk to each other. Mm-hmm. Speak up. Have confidence. Have confidence, because they could read if you don't. You know, real quick. Especially like in the East Coast, it's so crazy. The West Coast guys are laid back, but every time I've gone to New York, the men are intense.
Very aggressive. And in your face, for sure.
In your face, and if you don't know how to answer something, they just ask you, you better be ready.
So
have confidence, ladies, and don't be scared. You can do it. And don't let one time knock you down. Just get through it, get over it, and keep going, keep going, keep going. I've had so many L's. Mm. If people knew all the L's I took, you know what I'm saying? But they only see the W's, so that's all that matters.
And I think that's important to talk about, especially in like more recent years. A lot of people do talk about their losses because, you know, they're not all wins, you know, and it is a struggle. You know, I'm sure it took some amount of time before people really started recognizing your craft and really having respect, but it's like mm-hmm. There's time spent already, you know, and so it's like getting up to that. So I think it's really important for a woman like yourself in the field that you are to, you know, speak empowerment to these women, to tell them, you know, what happened in your path, and to kind of let them know how they can make theirs. Because I feel like there's not a lot of people that encourage us women to do a lot of things, and those in heavily male dominated things, where I feel like the more we can help each other to uplift each other, the more that there'll be more DJ females in this world.
Yeah, for sure. The game has definitely changed. There's so many women, but like you said, stick together, helping each other. Like, I love
teamwork.
See more women in these positions so we can all help each other. And yeah, like, just be a boss. Body language, ladies, especially you pretty ones. Like, these guys will try you constantly, so give off that body language. Just let it be known.
Let it be.
Don't play.
What's the best advice that you've ever gotten?
Shout out to DJ Gigi Sweets. One time at a gig, she told me, I fucked up. It was on vinyl. Just keep going. That's what queens are made of.
I love that.
Keep going. No one's paying attention, so don't dwell on it. Just keep going. You got to get through.
You're the only one who'll know you messed up if you don't keep going.
It's what queens are made of.
Queens. I love it. Biggest strength?
My biggest strength, the tunnel vision. I'm able really to, I don't really care what people say about me or anything. I'm just able to keep going. If I have passion about it, I'm going for it.
Biggest weakness?
Biggest weakness? I go too hard sometimes. And I'm scared. Just balancing my life.
All right.
Because being a mom too, I got to figure out how to balance it all out. That's probably my biggest weakness.
Okay. Truth. Craziest fan interaction?
Oh gosh.
Do you have any crazy stories for us here at Private Talk? Is there like people come up to you, people waiting for you in your hotel room, or maybe at your hotel, at the station, send you weird gifts? Like, the list could go on. I mean, I know I have many. Actually, not that many, but.
Sheesh. Nothing probably as crazy as anything you get like that.
So. You'd be surprised.
Just sweaty, drunk people. I gotta take a picture of you 100 times. I don't even know who they were. You know what I mean?
So do you still take it?
Yeah, I'll take it once, and I'm really cool. People will tell you, like, I'm real cool. Like, I'll say what up to almost anybody. So, but once, I've had some big drunk dudes just like, breath stinking, all that drink. It's just crazy. Like, that's probably the worst.
The worst.
The worst.
What about any crazy celebrity interactions?
Crazy celebrity interactions.
Maybe somebody you just didn't get along with. Maybe came on your show and was maybe disrespectful. Anything crazy stories that you just don't fuck with nobody? Who don't you fuck with, girl? If I had my button, it would say, I want the truth. But I don't got my button.
I don't fuck with? I don't fuck with you if you're someone I helped out and you say I don't help you out. That drives me nuts.
Okay. I feel like that happens a lot in this industry.
It drives me nuts. Like, what? Me? You're talking about me?
Yeah.
Like, I remember I had certain labels coming at me, like, talking about, they just don't know, they don't even know what goes on with their own artists. So that's probably my biggest pet peeve, is like that Crazy stories, though. Like, I'm always in a crazy story. My God, I was just at Chris Brown and Usher's party. So just seeing the after effect of a lot of things and knowing the truth on a lot of things is crazy. Seeing all the YouTube conspiracies and...
People make things out of nothing. Kind of like these storylines that doesn't know what to do anymore.
Yeah. Oh, man. I've seen a lot of crazy fights with guys. That's nothing new, though. I'm from L.A. You know what I mean? We got gangs out here, so... one time Sada Baby had to check me. I didn't know that him and T Grizzly, you know, so I had to turn, like, getting told not to play music, things like that have been crazy. Like,
okay,
but he apologized.
Did you take that personal? Because
he took it personal, but I had no idea they had beef, so I just didn't know. Yeah. You know what I mean? But we talked about it right afterwards, and I explained, you know. He's like, nah, it's cool, my bad, I didn't realize who you were at the time either.
Okay.
So but most other artists that have done that to me, I ain't fucking with you no more, so don't do that shit to me.
Do you find it offensive, or do you think that it's, like, rude or, like, not proper etiquette when people ask and request for a song?
Depends.
Okay.
If it's, like, a super basic-ass generic song, like, if you put Bad Bunny, stop with the Bad Bunny already. Like, you're not even saying a Bad Bunny song.
You're just saying his name?
Bad Bunny.
Because they probably don't know the songs, and so they just
like... That bugs me. But if you come up to me and, like, yo, Charisma, have you heard this so-and-so? Trust me, it's the hottest shit. Okay. I'm gonna listen to you.
Even if you don't, if you haven't, like, heard it first, or because, like, that's a gamble, and like
it is
and
a again, gamble.
So it's like, because it's like, it is you a really, gamble. It's a big trust to be like, oh, I'm gonna fuck with it before I listen to it. I'm more saying, like, if somebody, like, if you said you're going to all these, like, younger, like, clubs, like with these people, like, where they're putting
I'll
you
trust
on the
them
music,
more.
You'll trust
I trust
them more.
The younger cats more.
Okay. Because, like, sometimes I feel like I've been in places where DJs get offended to, like, ask for a song. And I personally probably would be offended to be asked to play a song. I'm like, you don't like what I'm playing?
If you're just the local D-boy who bought the section out over there and you want to hear your whack-ass record, that happens all the time.
Do you comply
to
that?
And I just like, hey, my airdrop ain't working. You know what I'm saying? Like, sorry, bro. It's nothing I can do, you know? Like, or let me hear it. Or, like, if they get real aggressive, I'll just be like, yo, do you know who I am?
Yeah.
You should be honored if I play your record. Let me hear it first.
For sure.
Approach me before the
right
club.
Way.
Because guess what? The promoters are going to be like, ah, fuck, Charisma's whack. We ain't going to book
her
no
you.
More.
Yeah. It's etiquette. That's why I feel like it's like...
So 100%. It's a risk. But yeah, I tend to listen to the 18 and overs or the high school kids.
Okay.
Because they're usually, they know what's up.
So what are they listening to right now? What's on trend with the high school kids?
I'm telling you, they love Ice Spice.
Ice Spice.
Did a high school the other day, all they wanted to hear was Ice Spice.
Ice Spice.
And Sturdy Shit.
Okay.
I think it's new to the West Coast kids.
Yeah.
Because, you know, from New York, they're used to it, but they all want to get sturdy.
That's funny. It's interesting to see how the waves of things, even just like, even with Ice Spice herself, she's a New York artist, you know? So it's like how kind of things trickle down from the East to West and how it kind of plays out to, like, the, you know, what their genre is doing.
Girls
with
in
it.
General on fire right now. Salute all the women out there. Women are running hip hop.
Queens.
We got
queens.
The fun records.
If you could change your job, what would it be?
If I could draw, I'd be a cartoonist. Or if I could cook, I'd be a cook. I could cook. I enjoy cooking.
Okay.
I think I'd be a cook.
You'd be a cook? Have your own restaurant? Is there, like, something that you would, like, particularly...
I have a food truck. Yeah.
Food truck? Okay.
I do the food truck thing. Sounds dope.
What are three rules that you live by, that you, like, follow? If you have a code of conduct or, like, kind of, like, what you live your life by?
Believe in myself because ain't nobody else going to do it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Keep God first, you know, and just stay real. There's so much fake, and nowadays it's even wilder. There's so much fakeness. Just stay real, stay down, and work really hard. Never give up. Never get lazy.
Never give up. Is there anything that you said no to that you wish you wouldn't have?
Go back? No to?
Like, if you maybe passed on an opportunity that you regret, like if you didn't work out the way it did, or something like that.
A couple years ago, I was offered a position at Apple Music. I wish I would have took it. Wish I would have took it.
Just means there's bigger blessings out there.
Wish I would have took that. That was probably the thing.
Okay. What about concerts? Is there what concert that you wish you could relive or go back to and live that moment of how great that concert was?
The last time I threw my own concert in Orange County at the Observatory, completely sold out, 1,500.
Nice.
We had everybody. We had like 20 artists show up from Ty to everybody. That was a great moment because we did it
ourselves. Yeah. Nice. I'm better be invited to the next one.
Let's go. I need to start doing it again. Let's go.
See, we talk it all into existence. It needs to come back. It needs to come back. Do you have a crazy Lyft or Uber story? Does anything crazy happen to you in a Lyft?
Thank God. No, I'm blessed. Ugh, they scare me. I'm from LA. I'm really from LA, so I drive a lot myself.
Okay.
Like, honestly, when I be going out of town, I just be getting to the airport and then renting a car.
All right, so that's...
Because I want to drive myself. I want to be able to smoke.
Just because you don't trust people? Like, driving you around?
I don't trust them.
I get a vibe. You're just like, I don't trust none of these hosts.
I don't trust them. I be seeing some crazy-ass Uber stories. One time I got into one in the beginning when I tried it, and it just smelled so bad. I was like, oh, I can't. I just can't. Get me out of here.
Hygiene is bad.
Get me out of this car.
First celebrity crush.
Ooh, first celebrity crush. Allen Iverson.
Let's go. Have you ever met AI?
I did.
How was that experience?
It was not that long ago either. I was like, I got, like, my cheeks are all red. It was crazy.
He seems like a really big and fun, like, energy. I've never been around him, but he just seems like he'd be fun to be around. Like,
he was super cool. We were all in Vegas together with Cardi B. I DJ'd a little pool party. I was like, oh my God, you're AI. This AI right here. Still looks good.
Did you get a picture or an autograph?
Still, of course. I got a picture, not autograph. Okay, I got a picture though.
Is there anybody that you've been too nervous or shy to ask for a picture that you thought maybe would have, that you wanted to?
Drake, I ain't never asked him. Okay. One time my friend asked him, but I didn't. I was like, I'll ask Drake. I never asked Drake for a picture.
Did he take the picture?
No, he was busy. I don't know what happened.
Okay.
I was on the other side. But nah, I never asked Drake. Drake, I ain't asking you for a picture.
Drake, you better give her a picture. I know you're watching Private Talk. I don't know, maybe. You should be if you're not.
Come on, Drizzy.
Come on, lover boy.
I think he's still mad at me, man.
Why is Drake mad at you?
Oh, man. Years ago, I accidentally leaked a record. The Truffle Butter, Nicki Minaj.
Oh,
It was an accident.
That was
Drake.
You? No.
It was an accident. And it didn't even have Nicki on it. It was Tyga Drake.
How does an accident like that happen?
Because the person gave it to me and they're like, yo, play this.
Oh, so
and
you
that was a time before streaming was real big, so we actually still did that kind of stuff on radio.
So did he have words with you, or did you just heard by other people?
No, he never even approached me about it, but I knew they were really upset about that.
Did you keep playing it?
I wonder, Drake.
It was a great song.
I did keep playing it. That's why they got really mad. That was a long time ago when we used to break records, you know.
Hey, so, I mean, I don't blame you.
Forgive me, Drizzy. I like you.
I love that. Let's see. What's the best pickup line ever used on you?
Best pickup line? Oh, man. I'm oblivious. I think I'm a little slow to jokes and stuff. I probably didn't even get what they said to me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I feel like I get hit on by too many up-and-coming artists, and that's the worst.
But is that...
Because I feel like that's why they're hitting up.
But is that why you, like, don't really, like, are oblivious? Because you're like, I just want to see you neutral. It doesn't matter one way or another to me. Because I myself do that, where it's like, sometimes I'll have guests, and, like, you know, the men will try to hit on me, and I'm like, I will talk to them just like everybody else, where I'm just like, keep it just neutral.
Just keep it neutral.
It doesn't go either way. I mean, there hasn't been a guest yet that has made me be like, well, all right, let's just talk about it. But right, who knows? We'll put that in existence too.
I was actually married for 6 years. Okay. So a lot of times it was easier for me to, no one even bothered because they knew, you know, she's married. So
So what is your dating life now?
I've been divorced for 5 years, but I actually just started seeing someone.
Okay.
So
exclusive, or you're still just dating?
Yeah, I'm old school. I'm an old school chick, so.
Okay.
Exclusive. He's regular mailman. Okay. Got a good post office job.
Okay.
Regular dude. That's what I need. I don't need no more rappers trying to hit on me. Listen to my cousins.
Have you ever tried to date a rapper?
No. Thank God. Like, you could just tell. Like, I takes a long. I'm an old school cat. Like, takes a while to like break me down to like that kind of a
to be vulnerable.
To be vulnerable.
Like, yeah.
Takes me a lot. My daddy raised me like, nah, fuck these dudes.
Okay. Like, I mean, a lot of these dudes just fuck these dudes.
You know. And plus, I was married. I already went through, and I had a daughter. So I was, me having her made me even more like, nah, back up. Because if you're gonna meet my kid, that's a whole another level.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Different perspective. There's a whole other ball game.
Yeah. So I try to keep to myself. I'm a tough nut to crack.
So you, obviously, best, you know, female DJ out there. Do you have a set or like a mood playlist that you like get yourself into the mood, or maybe like, you know, that you're getting like wind down? Do you like have certain playlists for yourself personally?
Man, girl, I gotta hook you up with some of my older mixtapes.
Yes, some please of my, do. I used to please make do. These
crazy slow jam mixtapes, yo. Mm. I'm gonna get you one. I'm gonna send you a link. I could throw back, listen to those. I like the older stuff. I love me some Chris. I'm a big Chris and Tori fan.
So you have sex to your own music.
No, not to my song. That song's fun and poppy and dancey.
Okay, I was like,
his other songs. I love me some throwback Janet.
Good.
I gotta give you one of my mixtapes. I'm putting you some game.
I'm excited.
I love her, Ella May. There's just so many vibey artists out right now.
Okay,
mixed in with that good 90s.
So now let's flip it. So mixed. If you're getting ready to go out, you're gonna have, you know, go out with your girlfriends. You're gonna have like a night out. What's your vibe playlist then?
Beat Chris Brown.
Okay. Here's the Chris Brown lover.
And
I like
Tori
it.
And Bryson and all them cats. Like, I love them. I love funk too. Like old school funk. I'm really from California. Growing up, all my theos and theas, they used to bump a lot of Midnight Star.
Mm.
That era. Okay. Like, so if I really just want to hear something, because I hear so much shit.
Yeah.
All day, it's just music. New, and a lot of this new music is like. Whew, sometimes I just need a break, so I like to take it back to when they use instruments and just hearing.
I like that.
Hearing that, some good old shit, reggae, old reggae.
You smoke like Gregory that weed, Isaacs. That good weed, you know. Listen to good records.
I'm a stoner for sure, so I like my stoner music for sure.
There's nothing wrong with that, you know. Especially being from the, you know, Cali, you're smoking the best kind. You're listening to good music.
Yes, we got the best.
You and the vibes.
And I got my own strain, charisma.
There we go. That's what we want to hear. We want to support. Last question before we get to Truth with Texas. What is one subscription that you cannot live without? Maybe like a guilty pleasure. It could be anything.
My DJ pools music, my iTunes. I buy so much music.
Okay.
Can't, gotta have it. Okay. Part of the vibe, gotta have
very
it.
Very telling, you know, it's part of your job. So I feel like it's kind of like research, you know, to like in that department.
Workaholic too, workaholic for sure.
Nothing wrong with that. Okay, so we're gonna play Truth with Texas, my favorite part of this. We're gonna get a little bit more racier and we're gonna get your fans to get to know you a little bit more intimately. So whatever you don't want to answer, feel free to say pass. I wish normally we would do smoke weed, but I'm in a rented space at the moment. We're still working on finding a new twerk towers. So that's what I call my
twerk
office.
Towers. Twerk, I love towers. It.
This is where the twerking resides. And we do private
parties. Oh, damn, I can't twerk.
I twerk. You can play the music for the twerking. You know, see, it's a balance.
It's a balance
in life. All right, Truth with Texas. We're going to play. It's four sets of questions: romantic, kinky, spicy, and naughty.
Oh, shit.
All right. We're going to start with this. We'll ease you into this. I feel like you're a little shy. You know, it said you took it. You said it took you a little bit longer to get vulnerable. You know, I'm not, you know, a man, but I'm here to like talk to you about all the private talk things to know you, you know? So romantic. Have you ever slid into somebody's DMs?
Never.
Has anybody ever slid into yours?
Plenty.
Have you answered back?
Yeah, I think, shout out to my guy I'm dating now. I think that's how you initially first.
Okay, see, I like
first
that.
Hit me.
I feel like that's the new dating app to certain
he
degrees.
Did, yeah.
Because I feel like it's kind of hard, like with yourself, people know who you are. So it's like on dating apps is how do you get away with that? So it's like, I kind of have to feel like it's
crazy,
generic.
The crazy thing is, I think I ignored him for a long time.
But he stayed and did the work, girl.
But then, crazy story, he ends up being my mailman. I never put the two. It took me so long to put the two together.
So did he know that before he DM'd?
He knew.
Well, yeah, okay. So when did you find out?
It took me like almost a year and a half.
Was he like, hey, did you check that DM?
It took me almost a year and a half of just being oblivious to his passes at me. And that it took
a year and a half. So there was multiple
DMs. Then I finally put it together. Oh, my God.
He's like, I'm your mailman. Look outside.
Because he never told me that. He just was like, compliment me all the time.
Does he wear the uniform at night?
No.
You don't role play?
I see him in the daytime with it all day.
Making out or cuddling? You have to pick one.
Making out. I don't like cuddling too much. Or for too long.
Dinner date or movie date?
Dinner.
Okay. Have you ever taken a call during sex? If the money's calling, are you answering? Or
nah,
you?
nah, not that crazy.
No, definitely not that crazy. Like, I'm crazy, but not that crazy.
I'm a workaholic. Oh, God, but not that crazy.
Lights on or lights off?
Off.
Naked or lingerie?
Lingerie, I don't know. I don't get it. Guys seem like they don't really like it too much.
Okay, from so what just I hear. Naked.
Yeah, just whatever.
Deal breakers in a relationship.
Deal breakers? Too controlling.
Okay.
I cannot be controlled. Give me space.
Give me space.
I don't need a man that's micromanaging me.
Let me be the queen I am.
Please, just trust me. Don't you got nothing to worry about. If I'm with you, I'm with you.
I like that. Old school vibe. See, not a lot of people left like that. Diamond is the spicy questions. We're gonna get a little bit spicier.
Oh, shoot, that wasn't spicy enough.
Top porn stars. Do you watch porn?
Have you ever? I don't actually, okay. So I won't even know.
You don't have none.
I think I know that one guy, Marcus, in real life, because he's always at the club.
Mr. Marcus?
Is that his name?
He has a hat?
I've never seen his videos, but
okay.
I've been seeing him all the time in person.
Okay. Okay,
that's the only person I know.
Would you watch one of his movies if it was on?
I don't know. Cool.
Do you need that to stimulate? That's what I'm saying. Do you just kind of like just do your thing?
You got to be careful. You could destimulate. You know, you can make it. It's like drugs, like ecstasy. Like you can't. Sometimes it. Once you go there, it's harder to get back to that. So.
But
don't go too crazy.
But is that off of personal preference?
Because
it's like sometimes it depends on how you use it. Like,
true.
I could get desensitized based on if it's like the most redundant thing. But I think it also could be like educational. It could be like, you know, it's entertainment. It's a different time. It's a different time.
True.
I am biased because I did it.
Like
I'm biased because I did it. Because
seen it in the past. You know what I mean? Nothing too crazy, but.
Okay. Have you ever broken up with someone because they were bad in bed?
That's funny. I've been blessed, I think.
Okay.
I think I've been blessed. I've only been with 3 men my whole life, so.
And they were good.
And everybody
didn't break up.
It wasn't because of that, yeah.
Do you like dirty talk?
I just like for a guy to be a guy. Like, if you growlers or whatever, just sound like a man, please.
Don't
be feminine.
And
there's so many feminine men these days, and that's not mine.
Not your taste.
So.
Craziest place you've had sex? Are you an exhibitionist? You said you've only been with 3, like, men. Is it all just, like, in rooms,
balconies, things? I mean, when I was in my younger days, early 20s. You know, there's been times, you know, typical things, car, out maybe outside somewhere once or twice.
All right.
After the Jill Scott concert.
You know, it's a little wild. It gets you in the mood. Let's see. Naughty questions.
Oh, God.
Handcuffs or blindfold? I'm keeping it really light for you because I like you. I like your vibe. And they're a little, some of them are a little crazier, but I'm going to your temperature
level.
Neither? Would you have
never tried either? Honestly,
I don't think you've tried. So if your man now came and he just wanted to experiment, which do you think that you would pick up? Would you mind being not being like you can have your hands to be resisted, or would
maybe
you want to
the
be
hands
not
the blindfold? I don't really know.
Okay, I feel like the handcuffs for you is probably the beginner stages. You know,
stages.
You know, if you have blindfold, you're like, what the fuck
what
is going
the fuck
on
I
in here?
Say.
What do you have? Who's
what
here?
Is happening? No.
Have you ever had a threesome?
No.
Lube or spit?
I never even used lube, so no.
Okay, spit it is.
Spit it is. This is crazy.
Have you ever had sex at work?
At work? Nah.
No. No DJ booth action?
Not me, because all the dudes have done it enough.
Oh, okay.
There's crazy tales of dirty couches.
There's tainted
dirty couches that are still there to this day.
Okay.
Stairways. I'm cool.
Creative. Have you ever faked an orgasm?
I'm pretty sure every woman on earth has, huh?
This is true. Normally, I would ask people to like give me a demonstration of it, but I'm not going to let you do that. Don't worry. I told you, I still love you. Have you been a part of the Mile High Club?
No, I'd be scared.
It's fun.
You had to be on a private jet.
I was on Southwest Airlines.
Oh, you crazy, girl.
I am.
Crazy.
That was in the beginning of my, like, crazy days. Like, you know, I was 21, young, dumb, and full of
cum. The earlier, that's when I was crazy, too, 2021.
I mean, there's a new, like, there's a rebirth after, you know, so you can just be crazy again. It's just a whole.
I hear about it.
It's a learned thing.
Cougar time.
How old are you?
Getting there.
How old are you?
I'm old enough, girl.
But I'm not with the cougar level, but the level with your new man. So it's like exciting. So it's like a new chapter. So
ending out these 30s.
Because, you know, this is the third man. So, you know, the 20s, you know, now it's more you've been around the block. You've seen what interests you. You see what like, your body likes. And that's what I think is the new time around where it's like, it's more exciting this time because it's like, I don't have to experiment. I know what I like. And now I could do it better or more enticing.
It's crazy. I never liked younger dude. He's only 2 years younger than me. Not even a big deal. But I was like, oh yeah, I've never dated someone younger than me.
Nice. It's all new things.
See? But it's only 2 years. But we're ending out these 30s. Come on.
Hey, I like it. All right. Last set of questions. You're almost out of the hot seat.
You're the only one that's ever got any of this out of me. This is the first I've ever got.
Miss Texas is popping your cherry. Miss I like Texas. It, DJ Charisma. All right, last set of questions, and I'll get you out of the hot seat, I promise. Do you have any fetishes? Do you have anything like you like? I mean, you said you don't like younger men, but now you do? Or no, do you like feet? Do you like
noses? I like I feel like all the guys I've dated kind of have the same nose.
Okay.
And I realized that now recently. Okay. I'm like, dude.
Okay. So you got, you know, for looks.
Manly features. Someone who's just got it together. Nothing crazy. Like okay. A fetish, like toes. That's crazy.
I have a foot fetish.
You do?
Yeah.
I've never met a woman that has a foot fetish.
I love feet. I feel like I love the way feet look.
So you like a guy with nice feet?
I do. And most men don't have really nice feet. So like, you know, I just like, so that's why I appreciated women's feet more in the beginning. Because it was just like, you know, what it looked like. But I do. There are some men that are like groomed well. But I've definitely sucked on some toes. It's good for you.
I have too. I'm not saying I have. It's good. That too.
Let's see.
The more kissing, the better. I'm a.
Okay, foreplay. You're into foreplay.
Yeah, kissing.
Let's see. Shower sex or car sex?
Now that I'm older, shower.
Shower sex. Okay.
The car. But my guy's bigger, so.
Just to put it all the way back.
On my knees. No, just kidding. can't bend like I used to. No,
favorite time of day to have sex? Are you a morning girl, nighttime, afternoon delight, anytime?
Evening.
Evening?
Evenings. Once in a while during the day, maybe.
Okay.
Last, not really the mornings, though.
Not the mornings. Not a morning person.
Nah. I DJ all night.
You're like, I'm burnt tired. Out. Leave me alone.
Burnt out.
Most number of times you've had sex in one day?
This was back in the 2021.
Okay.
Probably like three.
Three?
Three times in one day.
Okay. That's a healthy number. Like
during, yeah, that was a lot. That relationship was a lot because he was older than me.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was like a lot.
Fun times. Fun day. Fun day. I've had a lot more, but I won't even tell you unless you want to know. But
jeez.
But, you know, it's like eight.
Oh, yeah. Day in one day?
Yeah. It's a long day.
That was a 20, long day.
24 hours in one day.
That's a workout.
It's not like, you know, back to back to back to back. It's like, fuck, sleep, eat, you know, repeat. It's like, you know, it's fun.
Repeat. Yeah, you know, three. Maybe four. There might have been a day that was four, but three.
Okay, that's a healthy number. I mean, most people, you know, I was a sexual athlete, so, you know, it's, you know, I'm a little experienced in those departments, you know?
Dang,
you know?
That's straight work. I couldn't
be in the back. I couldn't go in your DJ booth and know what anything to do, but, you know, the sex game over here, Miss Texas has got it on lock. That is all the questions. You're out of the hot seat.
I'm going to take your advice. The handcuffs.
Is there anything that you would like to ask Miss Texas before you leave?
Miss Texas, like, you know, doing everything that you do, like, what made you want to do podcasts?
You know, podcasting for me, it kind of like fell into my lap. Podcasting when I first started was the new of everybody kind of doing it and, you know, not really knowing what it really was and how big it was going to be. But I've always talked a lot. I've always loved people. So I kind of came into it naturally. And then when I started doing it, I fell in love with it. I learned, season one was, you know, it's ups and downs, right, of learning not how to over talk people. And I talk a lot. So I'm like, I want to talk about everything. So it's just been fun. And I make the joke all the time. I'm quote unquote Dr. Texas, but I have no PhD because it's like, I'm, you know, really well educated in sexual things. And I feel like I'm the type of person that people feel comfortable talking to me about these things, or sitting here and like having conversations. And even as like silly and uncomfortable as it could be, which I appreciate you for talking about these questions that have haven't been asked before, but it's like your fans also want to get to know that you're a real person, well-rounded person, where it's like, yeah, you work, you're a female, you're a mother, you know, you're a daughter, you're all these things, mm-hmm. but you're also a sexual being. Your daughter was here for a reason, and people want to know a little spicy things here and there. So right? I just like bringing it out in people and having fun with it and making it not feel over, like I'm trying to pull something out you don't want to give me. So, you know, I tread lightly on those things, but I think it's all about, you know, I minored in sociology, so I love people and their surroundings, and I just get to know people a little bit more.
Because I've been asked racy questions in the past. I just straight up don't answer, so.
So, yeah. See, let's I did go. My job, private go talk. Please let us know where we can follow you, where we can support you. You said you have a strand of weed. Please tell us about where we can get all your items.
I'm at least 10 stores. I'm at 3 of the Cookies in Hollywood. I'm at both Marathon stores if you're out in California. Nice. Or you can always hit me up, DM me. I got that Charisma OG.
Hey.
Just always working on things. I do interviews like you. Oh. So go check out my interviews, you guys, on Power 106 and Sirius XM. Still breaking artists. We're going to still, if you know... I just interviewed Sexy Red. You heard of Sexy Red? Pound Town?
Oh, yeah, I have, actually. I didn't know it was Sexy Red, but Pound Town.
She tried to get me to twerk in the elevator yesterday. I was like, no, I can't do it.
It's funny because I host a twerk contest at the Exotica conventions I do. And that was the song that I had all my girls dance to and twerk to was Pound Town. Yeah. I didn't know it was Sexy Red. But
Sexy Red, baby. Now you know. It. Let's go.
I do. I like that. I like that.
So just,
that a
you know,
lot.
Stay tapped in. Check out the artists that I am interviewing. They might be your next favorite within a year or two, you know, so.
I love it. I love your energy. I thank you again for taking the time and coming here and getting to know you a little bit more.
I got one more music question for you, though. Well, who's your favorite artist right now? Who are you rocking?
My favorite artist right now.
Even if it's old or new, who's your favorite artist?
Who have I been listening to? See, when you put me on the spot, I'm like, I'm very eclectic music listening. What I just listened to Kevin Gates' new song. I'm big into Kevin Gates on the way here too. Like, there's something about his words
Kevin.
And like
you need to interview Kevin.
I've tried to get him on here one time before. It was just a scheduling conflict. But I would love to have him sit here and figure that out. But he was definitely one that like because he just came out with a song a couple days ago, I think. So
yes,
I was listening
actually,
to that.
I saw that.
So that was what I listened on the way here. But I listened everything from that to Lizzo. To fucking I listen to a lot of things. I think for me it's more genres. So that's the way how I start my day. I wake up
you
to like
in that pocket.
The whole thing and I listen and it's very I wake up to country music.
Hey.
I end with R&B music.
Oh,
and in the middle
okay,
it depends on what vibe. This morning I was listening to Nipsey you know, to my
that's
workout.
Right.
So it was like,
that's
it just
right.
depends on the vibe. I had Nipsey vibes today. You know, I know you were from, you know, born and raised from LA. So I was like, you know, I want to get this LA culture, this whole like vibe and like the words speak to you. And I feel like that's the one cool thing I liked about music is like it definitely changes everybody's life in different ways and it resonates with people in so many different ways. And it's I think it's just really cool how you can bring it all together and you're the woman that does it.
The marathon continues.
It does.
I love
it. Really does.
I love it, girl. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. All right, private talk until we meet again.
Yay.
This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.